UPR Newsline for today. And with us, Carl Castle, a longtime NPR newscaster, of course, recently retired from that, still on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And a privilege to speak again. Of course, we very much enjoyed your visit to Logan.
That was a fun visit, Tom. I had a good time there. Very enjoyable meeting all you folks at the station and meeting members of the audience. And it was delightful. It really was.
We wanted to check in. Of course, a lot of deserved publicity surrounding your retirement as a newscaster. How many years on the air at NPR?
32 years.
And
almost 33.
And most of those, or all of those, early morning?
Exactly, getting up at 5 after 1 o'clock in the morning.
So your last day on the air there was the 30th of December, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you've had a little bit of time without that gig. How's that adjustment going?
Oh, great. I get to sleep till about 6 o'clock in the morning, adding 5 hours to my nightly sleep. And then I come in, and right now I've been named NPR's roving ambassador, by the way. And I am putting together a travel schedule, so I'll be visiting a lot of stations here in 2010 and on into the future.
Roving ambassadors, station visits.
Station visits, things like that, fundraisers, banquets, dinners, whatever I can do to come out and help a station.
And, of course, for a lot of people, sleeping until 6, but that's a luxury for you.
That's a big luxury, believe me. And I have gotten used to it so fast, I'm not giving it up.
I would imagine. What do you miss about doing the newscast?
I miss the people I work with primarily. I really do, because I've worked with some very wonderful people through the years, and this latest gang that I have worked with are really exceptional, and they're very fine, and I've made some great friendships there. But I find myself really picking up the newspapers in the morning to see what's happened. And sometimes I'll watch the evening news on TV or listen to All Things Considered to see what's happening and thinking about what's going to be done the next morning on the air with the newscast unit. So I'm still kind of preparing for the next morning in an odd kind of way, which I won't be needing, but still I'm keeping up with the news.
I was going to ask you about that. So those, old habits die hard. You're looking at the news with that critical focus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
hard to break out of it so far.
What about Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Anything be changing there, or that's stay about the same?
Not a bit. Not for me. I'll be traveling to Chicago most weekends, or most Thursdays, to do the show Thursday night, and then I'll be on the road quite a bit during the coming year.
I wanted to ask you, you pick up the newspaper, you have that critical focus, still the habit of what would I do with the newscast, but with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, do you pick up a newspaper and think, oh yeah, that's going to be a juicy tidbit for the show on the weekend?
Oh yeah, I sure do. I'm looking at some things that are happening in the past few days I know will be on the show this weekend. I won't mention them now, but
yeah.
I know they'll be there.
Do you practice any of the voices, or does that just come to you on the show?
Oh, I just kind of do them as they come along the show. We have a run-through of the script in the afternoon, and I get to practice the voices then.
And I imagine, I don't know, is this a little more time with family with this new schedule?
Yeah, at least I'm there for breakfast. And I can say goodbye to my wife and so long to my puppy dog and head out to work. And I'm not sleepy at night as I normally have been in the early evening if we go out to dinner or if the wife and I go out to see a movie.
Do you listen to newscasts either on NPR or other media outlets and think, wow, they should have done that this way or this way, differences?
Yeah, once in a while I will listen to one of the commercial stations here in town. Mostly it's NPR, though, but I want to see what take they have on it and would I do it in that way. And well, generally speaking, I think that we are on the same page. But once in a while, I say, no, I don't think I would have done that. And I catch them a lot in grammatical errors. Say, where did you learn your grammar? And things like that.
Finally, you've had a little bit of time now since now you're off the newscasts. Looking back over that long career in the news, anything stand out particularly you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, I'm proud of the way that we were able to cover big stories. I look back at 9/11, then I go even farther back to when I was in commercial radio to the times of the Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King assassinations and on up through Man on the Moon and Watergate, and then I came to NPR, and we had the elections of Jimmy Carter on. And as a matter of fact, the first big story that came along for us on Morning Edition was the taking of the U.S. Embassy in Iran and the holding of the hostages for some 444 days. So a lot of those stories are there. They're in my mind. I look back at them and say, boy, we did a real good job on them. And to emphasize that point on the hostage situation, when it was over and the hostages returned home, some of them came to NPR to listen to recordings of our coverage because they thought we did a better job.
We'll leave there out of time. Carl Cass, a longtime NPR newscaster, recently retired. Now, would you say roving ambassador?
Roving ambassador, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can hear him weekends on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thanks so much.
Been a pleasure, Tom. Thank you.